Well, it's a hot one this week here in the Nishnah Valley. We've had a few hot weeks already this summer, but it's really cooking up now, and the humidity levels, the dew points are pretty high this week as well. We're going to see temperatures in the 90s for highs most of this week, and we're going to see dew points up around, high enough that we're going to see that heat index level get up around 100 or more over the next several days, and you know, creates a little bit of concern. So we're going to talk a little bit about staying cool when it's real hot out. Mike Cannon, the Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator, with us here this morning. Thanks for coming by.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
I noticed the other day, just Monday, he sent out a note about setting up some cooling stations around the county. Is that kind of standard procedure when we see the temperatures get to where they are?
Yeah, you know, it hasn't been something we've done in a couple years. It's not something usual. What I'm trying to look at is when we have multiple days in a row where we're going to have heat and heat indices that are, you know, up in the 100, 110, and at night, you know, we're getting, last night we actually had a pretty cool evening compared to a lot of folks, but, you know, we're going to be lows in the 70s, and that, you know, it just ratchets back up the next day earlier and earlier. So, we're concerned about that this week.
Cooling stations are essentially just places where folks can get some respite from the heat, right?
Yeah. You know, we're going to try to get them hydrated. So I was delivering water to the libraries today. We're asking our librarians to kind of, you know, talk with folks, get a little assessment of what's going on with some of these folks. Maybe there's, you know, more that we can do for them. We kind of take it case by case. Maybe we could get a fan to somebody. Maybe, you know, we can come up with some kind of strategy or plan to get them through this period.
Yeah, well, and the libraries in a number of cases in some of the rural communities aren't open for very long either, or every day of the week. Are they going to try to expand some of their hours?
Well, most of them, when they are open, they're open in the heat of the day. So, check with your local library and see when they're open. We got a lot. That's the other good thing. We got a lot of libraries in the county. I was talking to just a librarian this morning, and you know they I was sheepishly saying, you know, I'm sorry to do this to you, and they're like, we're pretty much a cooling center all summer long, so you're not doing anything extra. So that might be something to consider when some hot day in August, when we're not in a heat emergency, that, hey, go see your library and cool off.
Absolutely. Well, I know the Nishnah Valley Family YMCA you mentioned also is helping out.
YMCA has always been a good partner for us, whether it's sheltering in the wintertime or anytime. Of course, they stepped up to the plate here as well. So, they're a great partner. SWIBCO has stepped up, and they're being a great partner for us as well, offering free rides to cooling centers. So that's terrific.
So like SWIPCO, for example, normally you'd pay for the rides, but in this instance, if it's for cooling purposes, they're willing to just do that, just make a phone call?
Yep, absolutely. Set it up and they'll take you.
Okay. Now, and the YMCA, of course, works on memberships, but you can buy daily memberships. Is there payment necessary when you go for cooling stations? What will that involve?
No, if you're not a member, just go in and tell them you are, there for the cooling center, and they will take care of you. They've got some room for you, and it's definitely cool in there.
Just a place to relax for a while.
Absolutely.
Very good. These types of situations, Mike, they can be very dangerous for folks. The heat sneaks up on you in a hurry.
Exactly. You could be out there and get dehydrated. You haven't had enough water. You get a headache. You get nauseated. Those should be signs that tell you that, it's time to get out of the sun, get somewhere in the at the very least, get in the shade, get inside somewhere where you can get cooled down. So you avoid that heat stroke situation where you are having to call somebody and get help. And by all means, if you are with somebody or you feel yourself that you're in trouble heat wise, call 911 because it's serious business.
You know, I think back, I grew up in a household that didn't have air conditioning. We had a couple of box fans maybe in the window, or had kept the front door open, sitting in front of the screen door. I can remember times when we were kids where we'd come home on a hot day after playing some ball or something outside, and first thing we'd want to do is just drop some water on our head or grab a few ice cubes and stuff. But we'd lay in front of the fan, you know, to kind of cool off. We didn't know any better. That was all we had, and that was fine for us. And, you know, we weren't conditioned.
But you're acclimated to
exactly. Yeah, exactly. We're conditioned to that air conditioning now.
We used to do two-a-day football practices, and we'd go from, you know, putting up hay in the heat of the day to, you know, so actually our football practice was a kind of a relief a little bit, but we, you know, it's a little different now. And, you know, there's a lot of people that just aren't as acclimated as maybe we once were in the good old days.
Well, there might be some folks out there saying, well, I remember when we were younger, we used to just take a tub outside and a block of ice and set it there. We just dip a towel in there and just wrap a cold towel around our necks. Again,
those are all great, great strategies, even now, to cool off. And I find as I get older, I don't do as well with heat as I used to as a kid, for sure. I can just feel it draining me when I'm out in the sun on a hot day.
Yeah, and even just mowing a small lawn in the heat and the sunshine that we're going to have, too. That's the other thing, too. If you're out in the sunshine, you know, make sure you're taking those proper precautions with the sunscreen and all those kinds of things. You know, we're coming up very rapidly on the Cass County Fair. We're talking about all this heat and setting up cooling stations. Well, we're hopefully going to have a lot of folks out there at the fairgrounds here later on this week. Take precautions.
Absolutely. You know, there are opportunities to get into the commercial building out there and the community building out there. But yeah, you've actually got to go do it. if you spend a lot of time out in the sun and you're not thinking about it, it can creep up on you and you might find yourself in a little bit of trouble. But yeah, definitely we're going to have a lot of people out at the fairgrounds. If you yourself are having an issue or you see someone else, you know, look around for other people. You know, check on your neighbors. They're the people that you're with. Check on the elderly that you know, and check on, you know, people that have special needs and pets, and make sure everybody is okay through this period.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing we kind of don't think about much are the pets, too. Make sure they have water that's out of the sun, that's in the shade, something that's fresh that they can drink. You wouldn't want to drink something that's been sitting all day in the sun either. That Coca-Cola doesn't taste very good when that bottle's been sitting out in the 95-degree heat. But also, too, remember the bottoms of their feet. You know, if they're walking around on asphalt or concrete, it doesn't take very long for that to get awfully uncomfortable for them. Also, we've got large animals at the fair, too, and we probably don't need to spend too much time wagging a finger and saying, now you need to do this, because I'm sure they are well schooled on this. But, you know, moving, you know, having air moving, misters, all those kinds of things, very important.
Yep. 4-H'ers are, like you say, well schooled in caring for animals and making sure that they stay cool. It's to their benefit, obviously, to do so. So, but, you know, we need to watch out for ourselves as well.
So. Yeah. So if you're out, whether it's fair or anything else, moving around, shade is your friend. And not just shade, there won't be a lot of wind this week, and it doesn't look like in the forecast. And what there is a south breeze, and we know what that means this time of the year. That's just warm air blowing around. But if you can create some sort of a breeze, it sure helps to find some place and keep hydrated. And hydrated usually means water, right?
That's correct. Nothing beats that. But anything, you know, a Gatorade is good too. Stay away from those alcoholic beverages. But
okay, very good. Keep yourself healthy. Keep yourself safe. And if you do need the assistance, remember it is out there. These cooling stations are available around the county. And if you don't have any way to get there, just call the Southwest Iowa Planning Council, the SWITA group. They'll get you a free ride. And again, if you do find yourself or others overcome by the heat, then you dial 911. That's what that's there for.
Absolutely. Do not hesitate.
Yeah. And if anything else comes up, we have more locations. I'm sure you'll let us know.
You bet.
Excellent. Mike, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.